The Palestinian resistance movements in the Gaza Strip thank Iran for helping them defeat Israel. Hamas's premier Ismail Haniyeh hailed the Islamic Republic for its all-out support. Palestinian resistance fighters fired hundreds of Iranian-designed Fajr-5 missiles into Israel in the eighth day of war on the coastal enclave. Iran says it will continue to support Palestinian resistance movements. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council congratulates Palestinians on their fresh victory against Israel. Dr. Saeed Jalili said the victory shows the resistance is gaining more and more momentum. Israeli media say Tel Aviv's Iron Dome missile system failed to intercept the majority of missiles fired from the Gaza Strip. The Iron Dome intercepted only 420 out of the some 1,500 rockets fired by Palestinian fighters. The U.S. has reportedly allocated $275 million to Israel's Iron Dome project. People in the Gaza Strip poured into the streets in a show of support for the truce between Palestinian resistance fighters and Israel. They waved the flags of Hamas and Fatah movements in central Gaza City. Palestinians have been celebrating their victory over Israel in the eight-day war. Israel arrests dozens of Palestinian activists in the occupied West Bank. The arrests come hot on the heels of a ceasefire between Tel Aviv and Palestinian resistance fighters in Gaza. People in the occupied West Bank are rejoicing what they call the defeat of Israel by resistance fighters. Protesters take to the streets across Jordan for the eighth straight day in anti-regime demonstrations. The protests happened in the capital Amman and several other cities in the north and south of the country. Demonstrators are calling for the downfall of the regime. In Syria, mortar shells hit a residential area in the capital Damascus. The mortar rounds fell in the Al-Masa neighborhood, damaging buildings. Authorities say the shells were fired by anti-government insurgents. No casualties have been reported. The foreign-backed insurgents are engaged in heavy fighting with government forces in parts of Syria. Thousands of students staged a rally in central London to protest against the British government's austerity measures. They want authorities to change their policies on education, the economy, and other domestic issues that directly impact the younger generation.